Hello there, and welcome to Word on the Street, a Linguistics 2100 Spring 2023 podcast. Listeners, I am your host, Baxter Berlin, and today we will be taking a look at how words can affect your view of the street. Let me propose a question. Do you think your socioeconomic environment affects the attributes you associate with words? Or do you think that words might affect how you perceive your socioeconomic environment? On one hand, language is one of the very first things you learn. So it's certainly not crazy to think that language can affect our worldviews. However, on the other hand, your social environment is overwhelmingly complex. So can it really be affected just by words? The answer is probably both. Our language use can have a profound impact on the way we see and understand the world around us. This is called the Sapir-Whorf hypothesis, also commonly known as linguistic relativity. The hypothesis proposes the idea that the structure and vocabulary of a language can affect how its speakers perceive and think about the world. The idea behind the Sapir-Whorf hypothesis is that our language use provides us with a framework for organizing our thoughts and perceptions. For instance, if language has separate words for different shades of green, its speakers may be better at distinguishing between those shades than speakers of a language that only has one word for green. This can be seen in languages that don't have diverse vocabulary for the color spectrum, and instead only have two basic terms, dark and light. Some languages like Dani, spoken in Papua New Guinea, and Bassa, spoken in Liberia and Sierra Leone, are such languages. Dark colors are cool, so think black, blue, and green. Light colors are warm, so think white, red, and yellow. In Dani and Bassa, if you showed a person a picture of the color green and the color blue, they would describe both colors with the same word. This sort of idea that the distinction between colors isn't prevalent because the language doesn't show distinction between colors proves how impactful language can be on one's perception of the world. For example, let's take a native Greek speaker. This person has grown up with two terms to describe light and dark blue, galasio and blue, respectively. If that person were to move to the UK for an extensive period of time, their distinction between light and dark blue would become less so because English describes both colors fundamentally by the term blue. Again, here we see that language can alter how one perceives the very world they live in. Another example of language changing our worldview comes from gendered languages. For anyone who doesn't speak Spanish, many words are masculine or feminine, which alters syntax structure and proper grammar. Hungarian, on the other hand, isn't a gendered language. In a fascinating study, a group of adults who spoke fluent Hungarian were taught an introductory Spanish class. Over time, their perceptions of certain words and things were analyzed. The study found that after around 10 weeks of learning, categorization of words began to be influenced by the gendered aspects of Spanish. For instance, the Spanish word for sun, sol, is masculine. Therefore, speakers may begin to categorize the sun as having typically masculine attributes. The Spanish word for apple, manzana, is feminine. Therefore, speakers would begin to attribute feminine categorization to the word. So again, we see an example of how language can affect our perception of the world, but this time, we see an even stronger force at hand. These participants previously had zero gendered association with certain words because their language had zero gendered association with words. And after learning the basics of a second gendered language, they began to attribute typically masculine and typically feminine traits to words. So what does this really mean? Our perception of the world is hugely subjective, so it's not entirely empirically definable, but these studies certainly have some merit. So, does language affect our thoughts, perceptions, and beliefs? The answer is a strong, ambiguous probably. Language is an important framework for organizing thoughts and perceptions, but it cannot completely determine our view of the world. Our individual experiences and cultures certainly also play a role. However, with all that said, it's important to think about this on a bigger scale, beyond the individual level. Our language use can also impact how we interact with others and shape societal norms. For example, language can reinforce gender stereotypes and perpetuate inequality. The use of gendered language, such as firemen or policemen, can contribute to the exclusion of women from these professions. Similarly, the use of gender pronouns can reinforce a binary understanding of gender that excludes non-binary individuals. In conclusion, language without a doubt has the power to shape our perceptions. So, it's important to promote inclusivity and understanding in one of the most fundamental aspects of a culture, The language. If we build a framework that promotes inclusivity, it will certainly affect our perceptions to do so as well. That's all for this time. I hope everyone will be able to take something away from this discussion. Thank you.